The Tone Mouse and the Country Mouse. There was once a Tone Mouse who lived in a great city. His world was very worldly, and he had all the comforts and gadgets and doodads that a city-bred mouse could want. And he was quite at home with the flashing lights and splashy nightlife that came with living in a metropolis. This mouse was something of a Mr. Fancy Pants, and wore clothes that were the height of fashion. Spoke his words with just the right tone and inflection, and walked with a gold-crowned walking stick that certified to everyone within eyesight that he was a dandy and a mouse about town. The town mouse had a cousin he had not seen in many years, a country mouse, who lived out in the boondocks, far away from the crowds and bustle of the city. His mother nagged at him and nagged at him to go and visit his country cousin, because after all, good manners require staying in touch with one's kith and kin. As children, the town mouse and the country mouse played together in harmony, without a thought as to where they lived. They played until they were exhausted, and their mothers called them in for their supper, which they ate heartily and without complaint. The town mouse sent his country mouse cousin a letter, stating that he was planning a visit, and the country mouse became very excited and began to clean and straighten his modest home, from top to bottom, in preparation. When the town mouse arrived, they greeted each other warmly and soon were carried away on waves of laughter, remembering the mischief and fun they had had as children. When it was time for dinner, the country mouse offered his city cousin the foods he liked best. Cornbread with country bacon and beans, greens from his own backyard, and for dessert, a crisp red apple he had plucked fresh from Farmer John's orchard. The city mouse looked down his long, furry snout to the food on his cousin's table and turned up his whiskery nose. Why, this wasn't proper food for a city mouse such as himself. "How can you eat such food?" he asked the country mouse, who lowered his head in shame that he had not pleased his cousin. "I suppose this is what you people in the country must put up with," he sneered out of the side of his mouth. "Po-hum." "I tell you what, my country cousin," he said more brightly, "come with me back to the city, and I will show you how the better half lives. We will kick up our heels, dance the night away, and dine on such fine fare that you will wonder that you could ever stomach food such as this." Not wanting to disappoint the city cousin he loved and admired so much, he readily agreed to go back with his cousin to the big city. And so they set off that very evening for the city, and as they made their way to the home of the city mouse, the country mouse could not help but marvel at the bright lights and bold colours of the great city, the people bustling to their grand stores to buy all the fashionable things city people buy, and the wonderful thousands of smells of foods from the world over that fed them all. Because of the late hour of night, they were hungry when they arrived at the place where the city mouse lived. Many foods had been left out by the family that lived in the house. They had had a group of guests over that night for a feast. "Now this is what I'm talking about, cousin," said the city mouse, who helped himself to a spoonful of caviar and followed it with slices of smoked salmon. There were all manner of breads and pastries, jams and jellies, cheeses of all flavours, and even a great cake with writing on it. The country mouse had never seen nor tasted such exquisite foods in his whole life, and merrily took a bite of everything he saw. All at once the city mouse grew still and shushed his cousin as his eyes grew big and fearful. "Shh, cousin," whispered the city mouse. Suddenly, two large, angry bulldogs tore into the dining room, with their great eyes red with rage and their jaws drooling from the smell of two mice, one a city mouse and the other a country mouse. Their great teeth flashed and snapped at the air, and their loud barks made both mice shiver and shake in terror. After several minutes, the bulldogs sniffed here and there, quieted themselves, and eventually gave up the chase and grew bored. Bored enough to leave and go somewhere else to bark. "What was that?" the country mouse exclaimed when his heart stopped racing. "Oh, them," said the city mouse nonchalantly, as if they were no big deal. "They were just the house dogs, acting as if they owned the house." "They do own the house as far as I'm concerned," replied the country mouse. "Goodbye, my cousin." "What, are you leaving?" "Why, the fun hasn't even begun," said the city mouse. "Alas, your fun is not my fun," said the Country Mouse. I would rather eat my beans and cornbread in peace than your caviar and cakes in fear.